Today, a federal judge dismissed 38 private antitrust lawsuits against Microsoft. The lawsuits have been filed by individuals who believe Microsoft used its dominance of the operating systems market to overcharge for Windows. The ruling is expected to be appealed. Also today, the Justice Department told a federal appeals court that the judge who ordered the breakup of Microsoft had made the right decision. The government insisted the judge in the case was not biased, according to Microsoft's accusations. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson has not been quiet since he ordered the breakup of Microsoft last June. In October, he told the Financial Times that, quote, "Bill Gates is an ingenious engineer, but I don't think he's that adept at business ethics," end quote. Among several other quotes, Microsoft cited this one as proof that the judge should be disqualified. The Justice Department today said that this statement merely reflected the court's ultimate ruling that in a series of actions taken with Mr. Gates' participation and approval, Microsoft violated the Sherman Antitrust Act. The Justice Department brief includes quotes from Judge Jackson that reflect favorably on Microsoft and Bill Gates. In the same Financial Times article, Jackson says that he is filled with admiration for Microsoft's accomplishments in the software industry. But Jackson has continued his public statements even after Microsoft filed its call for his disqualification. In the most recent issue of The New Yorker magazine, Jackson told author Ken Auletta that Gates, quote, "has a Napoleonic concept of himself and his company, an arrogance that derives from power and unalloyed success, with no leavening hard experiences, no reverses," end quote. Jackson also said that Microsoft's lead attorney, Bill Newcomb, is, quote, "not very smart, or at least I don't think he has any subtlety," end quote. In the rest of the 188-page brief filed today, the government reiterated its arguments that Microsoft had tried illegally to choke off its rivals Netscape and Sun Microsystems. The brief argues again that Microsoft's decision to bundle its internet browser into Windows at no cost was designed solely to stifle Netscape, not to benefit consumers. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.
The story of the USS Indianapolis.